Christmas is a time when the vast majority of people spend time with their families, enjoying the celebration of the birth of the Christ child. But for members of the armed forces who are on deployment in various parts of the world at this time of the year, Christmas will be a time spent away from those they love. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Bishop of the British Armed Forces, Richard Moth, about Christmas on the front line.
Where are the main groups of troops based, just to give people an idea of geographically?
Our British military are based obviously here in England, in Germany, Cyprus, Gibraltar, the Falkland Islands, and then, of course, particularly at the moment in Afghanistan. So those are our major places. We also have bases in Northern Ireland still too.
You've been in this role for what, over 2 years now, am I right?
It's coming up for 2.5 years.
Coming up to two and a half years. In that time, where has it taken you?
Excuse me, laughing. Everywhere really. I think this year, just as an example, I've probably spent about 20 to 25 weeks of the year away from home. So I've visited just this year. I've been to Germany on a number of occasions. I had a longish visit to Cyprus this year. I've been to Washington, D.C., because one of our Navy chaplains is on exchange with the American Navy, so I went to visit him for a couple of days. Visited a number of establishments within the British Isles, went to Northern Ireland in the summer, and obviously spread myself, as it were, around the Royal Navy and the Royal Air Force, as well as a number of army establishments through the year.
How important is it for you to be on the ground, and what does it mean to the troops to have, certainly for Catholic troops there, to have their bishop on the ground with them, do you think?
Well, I think there's a number of levels to that. First of all, it's a good encouragement, I hope, to our chaplains that the bishop visits, because I think one of the major roles of a bishop is to encourage the priest of the diocese in their ministry and to offer support and encouragement to them. So I do my best to do that. In terms of others, I think it's important for the military to realize that the Catholic Church puts so much weight behind its military chaplaincy. The fact that the Holy Father appoints a bishop full-time to the military community, I think, is a very significant sign for the world, actually. I think it's a recognition that the military community has particular needs and the Church must be involved in that. I think that's a really wonderful witness that the Church universally offers. I might, for instance, as I've done in Germany, give days of recollection for extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion, spend time with the sort of more parish kind of setup of the chaplaincy and the churches that we have. And then too, the occasions that come up just to spend a bit of time with troops where they are, in their daily work. And those come up too from time to time. And all those things, I think, are an expression of the Church's concern and the love of Christ, I hope, for those people too, you know?
You were talking there about your role, and I presume that some of that would include also the role that the chaplain on the ground does as well. Is it would be something like that?
Well, no, I mean, I think the chaplains obviously are very much at the rock face, as it were, dealing with the day-to-day issues that crop up for military personnel and their families. I think my role very much is supporting the chaplains in that. And then, as in any other diocese, having the kind of contact that any other bishop would have with the laity across the diocese. So those opportunities for teaching and celebrating the liturgy with the people, for administering the sacraments, and just having those opportunities to hear about their needs and one hopes enable them to realize that the Church is there for them, and the bishopric of the forces is there as a sign to them of the love of Christ for them, and the Church's concern for ministry to them too.
I mean, obviously the troops on the ground, the soldiers on the ground need a thick skin, but also I would imagine the chaplains on the ground need a fairly thick skin as well when they're dealing with what they have to deal with on a daily basis, when they're listening to stories, when they're going about their daily work.
Yes, that's true. I mean, it's a military life, particularly on deployment, is tough, and our chaplains need to be able to engage with all the problems and difficulties that arise. Time spent, for instance, in hospitals. I was in our hospital in Birmingham in the summer this year visiting casualties from deployments, and we have one of our Catholic chaplains is there in the hospital, caring for them, offering pastoral care to them and those who care for them, and to families who visit. And obviously, there are things that there must be things that people will see on deployment that are seriously unpleasant. And to be able to be with troops in that and walk alongside them and offer that support and hope, I think, is a very big thing that our chaplains offer to those on the ground, is the hope that the gospel offers and the recognition of something beyond the pain and the suffering that gives value to human life, you know.
You mentioned an interesting point there about people in hospitals, servicemen in hospitals, and obviously it's not just those who are on active deployment, it's also people, I suppose, that have been in previous wars who are now being cared for.
Well, yes. I mean, obviously, if somebody is no longer in the military community, if they're retired from the military, then they go back into their territorial diocesan parish communities. So our chaplains are there for those who are serving. Now, it's true that we will have, particularly in our service churches, there will be some retired personnel who like to maintain their links with the military and with the bishopric, and they will go to Mass on Sunday in our service churches. So there is a link with the retired. But for those who are maybe perhaps have been out of the armed services for some years, the pastoral care then goes back to the sort of regular parish situation in any diocese.
From what you and your chaplains see, how important do you think soldiers find your presence, but also the power of prayer, and also having chaplains present to help them? How important is it for them, for those on the front line, for those on active service?
I think that's absolutely massive. It's certainly the case that this would be universally so, that our chaplains coming back would say that there's been a huge desire for prayer. The numbers at Mass on deployment is high. Soldiers like, and when I use the word soldier, I mean that, you know, in the general sense, service personnel generally always look for their chaplain to be there and to pray with them. There's a great desire, for instance, for prayer cards and blessed medals, a real love for prayer. People find themselves engaging with prayer and with faith in a new way when they're on deployment. So that's hugely significant for all of our service personnel on deployment. Yeah.
Obviously, we're in a time of the year that's the festive time of the year. It's a very important time of the year liturgically. Regarding that, maybe you could talk us through what is traditional when troops are abroad. What is the traditional things that chaplains would be part of? Obviously, there'll be ceremonies, different things. Perhaps you could take us through that.
Well, there'll be Mass at Christmas, as there would be at home, and occasions for prayer, as there would be at home. Everything is done to make the Christmas experience, if you like, as normal as possible. So that will range from Christmas dinners and Santa Claus hats, right through to as full a liturgical experience as is possible in the circumstance. So there will be Christmas masses, there will be carol services, you know, cribs will be built, all that sort of thing that you would experience at home will be available as much as possible to those who are on deployments. You know, it's very difficult for them. They're away from home, they're away from their families. And Christmas, obviously, for many people, can be a difficult time. But I think even more so for our serving personnel on deployment. They're away from loved ones. They're missing their folks at home in a very special way at Christmas. And so anything that chaplains will do to make the Christmas as celebratory and as close to the home experience as is possible, they will do. And a big part of that is a good celebration, a prayerful celebration of the Christmas Mass.
You were talking there about support, and obviously at this time of year when you, again, as you said, when people are away from their families, do you find that they just need that bit more support from their chaplains, from people around them?
I think so. I mean, what I would say is the support is always there. And the support is of such a high level from our chaplains. They do such a wonderful job that it's difficult to say that they could give even more than they do. But I think what does happen at Christmas is that, as I've said, everything is done to make the Christmas as celebratory as possible both in terms of prayer and liturgy and the Christmas dinner and all those that side of things as well, so that people have a real celebration of Christmas in every sense. Yeah, I think one thing that it's really important to remember, we've spoken a lot about the service personnel on deployment, but is their families at home? You know, there is always that anxiety when loved ones are away on deployment. What is happening to them? Are they okay? The family's looking forward to them coming home. And so families, children of serving personnel, Christmas is, I think, I'm sure for many of them will be just that little bit more difficult because the ones they love are away in difficult circumstances doing dangerous things. And that real sense of separation at Christmas for families is acute. And so for all our service families, remembering them in prayer is really important at this time.